Okay, we'll start. Best place to start really is with Kadesh. I'm going to do halachos of the Seder, starting with Kadesh. But before we do that, just a few things that people halachos before you get into Kadesh. A little bit of a challenge is, it says halacha a person should be mitzvah shulchan v'vagyarim, you should have a table set beforehand. You can't do that on Shabbos, so you can't set the table from Shabbos into Matzah Shabbos for the. But there is an issue saying the starting the Seder immediately as quickly as possible. That's without making everybody meshuggah, because you want to try and get that becoming before Chatzos, so and you want to make sure that the children are up and they can enjoy partake of the Seder, which is in the proper way, so you're trying to start as quickly as possible. So whatever you can prepare for before, you should prepare beforehand. Taking a nap.
How old should they? What should they do? They want to ensure they should be up.
The child which already understands the story, even if it's telling the story. So depending on how smart the kid is, you someone thinks it's a 5-year-old, or you can be 4 or 5-year-old. Okay. Taking a nap on Shabbos. You may take a nap on Shabbos. You should take a nap on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, my wife's orders that this year, the way this year comes out, it's her favorite Seder because she had a chance to rest before the Seder a little bit, come to the Seder rested and enjoyed the Seder, supposed to. However, you should not say that you're taking the nap on Shabbos for the purpose of staying up for the Seder. There's two reasons why you can't say you're taking a repairing on Shabbos or something after Shabbos, taking a nap on Shabbos after Shabbos. One is case it was not with Sharp Mitzvah, you're preparing for a non-Mitzvah on Shabbos that you can't do. For that reason alone, you'd be able to say, I'm taking a nap on Shabbos because it's not Shabbos. The other reason why you're not supposed to say that is because since it's a mitzvah to take a nap on Shabbos, earning Shabbos, which if a person is a nap is an earning, so it's an insult to Shabbos. Why are you taking a nap on Shabbos? Not for Shabbos. Do it for after Shabbos. Maybe do it for Shabbos. I'll cover Shabbos. So it's just not right to do it for Shabbos. But you could or should take a nap in that situation. Okay. In general, as the makor, the kiddush has to be b'lai l'davka, which this year again is not such an issue because you're studying with Shabbos. You're going to have it immediately. That means after tzeis. It brought down a lot so that the table should be set with kevin noyim, should be set as nice as possible, and cover the derech eris. A person should prepare for haseva in order to do a seva properly. The person has the mitzvah of the night of the Matzah, mitzvah Kerech, and Avikam has to be done by Seva. Haseva is supposed to be their Heres. So a person is Mesa, but I see some people doing Haseva, and I push it's painful to watch them do Haseva. If it's painful to watch you do Haseva, it's not their Heres. But I, when like this, nobody ever defined that as their Heres. Just need the video part for this. This is not Kairos. The guy's going like this, that's not Kairos. You have no support. You're leaning on your left side, there are Kairos, but there's no support. It's not theirs. The Kairos that they had was they would lean on the left side with support. The person has a lower chair, and he leans like this, that's there are Kairos. But if he leans like this into the air, that's not there are Kairos. So a person should lean with support. If you have one of these armchairs, that's fine. If you have support in the armchair. If you don't have an armchair, everybody has armchairs. There's only a doctor having a pillow. There's only a doctor having a pillow to make yourself as comfortable as possible. Some people, a pillow makes them more comfortable. Sometimes a pillow makes them less comfortable. If you have one of these tall chairs plus the pillow, you have for sure no room for yourself. If you're busy, mama's hanging out in the middle of nowhere. But, yeah.
What did you say you need? I said before.
You need the dollar choices for matzah, for korech, and for afikomen. There is a place which is matzah. It's not that haseva was zafka onto pillows. There is such a place like that for the maisa. If that's going to make you more comfortable, that's a good idea. If not, it's not a good idea. Once we're talking about the topic of a seva, there is a Rav Yoh And Rav Yo says that nowadays there's no din of a seva because their derech achila was the derech achila was about seva. We found the Gemara. There's no sin. They used to eat in a seva or sitting, depending on how kavur the meal was. A kosher meal they would do a seva. Regular meal they would do not with a seva. Nowadays we always eat sitting, so for us a seva is not required. Now, how we pass him is we this Rav Yo. There are more quotes to Rav Yo. Rav Yo says that b'di'evid, so you can't ignore the Rav Yo. So that's very important. Like this. So there's halacha you can't eat after the avikoman. So if a person ate a kazayis matzah without a seva, we say no problem. He didn't eat another kazayis matzah. He ate a kazayis avikoman without a seva, we say what do you mean no problem? Eat another kazayis. Because if you hold, you must have a seva. So you're not yertzes. You're right. Eat another kazayis. According to Rabbi Yoav, but nowadays we don't need a seva, so you can't eat another kazayis because you're yertzes avikoman already. So you have to be very careful to make sure you eat the avikoman a seva because you can't fix it up afterwards. Right. The same thing comes to the last two kaisers. The lachas we don't can't add on to any more yayin after the last two kaisers. For the so those last two kaisers, if you drink it without a seva, you have a problem because according to some shittas, leikur p'sak halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that you were not yotzei because you drank without a seva. You have to drink it again. According to the Rabbi, you were yotzei, so you're not allowed to drink again. So therefore the last kosher, the person is very careful to drink without seva. In regards to the first and second kosher, the lachas, you can be moishev on the mikra, then you can be moishev on the first and second kosher. So since mikra, then you can be moishev on the first and second kosher, you can drink wine in between the first and second kosher. So worse comes to worse, you drink without seva, you'll drink again. That's theoretically the halacha. So theoretically, the first and second kosher is not such a big. You miss the seva, you'll do it again. There is a problem with that. There is, even though you're allowed to drink wine between the first and second kosher, you're not allowed to add on more another kosher. Okay, so if a person drinks kosher number one, then he says, you know what? He's in the middle of Magid, he's Hisha Amda. Let's make another kosher. Yeah, that's also to do that. You can't add another kosher. So anytime you make a break for your golf, then it looks like you're adding another kosher. Well, what's the law? A person drank and he's not planning to drink. He had his mind. He's not going to be drinking again until another hour from now. So he has to make a new grave take off. So when he drank the first choice, most people don't drink. The bear of Adam is not the drink in between. So he'd have to make another grave take off. That's another grave take off, and looks like you're being worshipped on the choices. So even the first choice, if you forgot to say, you also have a problem. What do you do? Because you know, you look like you're making much of other choices. Mike and myself, what we do in that situation is we do make another choice with a great pig offer. We have no doubt to drink a second choice. Which is, you should not let yourself get into that situation either. So the first choice also, you should be very careful to make sure you drink that saver. Second choice is into hate. If you get your saver, you'll drink it again. Okay. So it's basically on the face that what happens over there is this Rav Yo creates a lot of points over here. Okay. Yeah.
So you go back a little bit by the avikoman, according to
the Rav Yo first.
If you ate it without seva, you can't be yotzei after.
You yotzei? No, hello. You can't add it to another cup. According to Rav Yo, you yotzei, so you can't eat it anymore.
So the avikoman, once you eat kazayis, you can't eat any more matzah. You have to eat specifically kazayis and not more.
Whatever amount you were conveyed that you feel that's the right amount that you're supposed to be eating.
Okay. That's you then have that set amount and then you start eating. You
right.
Just keep eating.
Well, I guess however you want to do it, you know, but you shouldn't, you know, just say, hey, let's have like 17 kazayis for the coffee carmen because you're very hungry. I don't know. That wouldn't be a good idea. Okay. So that's your background. Before you come down to the Seder, and we know there are the most standard simon that we use is Kadesh Urukat Tabas Yadat. So we'll work with Kadesh Urukat. Okay, so you're coming to drink your kais. There's a difference between the kais of Pesach and the kais of Kiddush, that normally the amount that you have to drink was the amount that you have to drink the night of Pesach as opposed to the in general. In general, a person drinks the kais of Bracha, Kiddush, benching, etc. You need most of a cup which holds a revius. You need a drink, more than lukmov. amount of because of kavod koyis, somebody should drink something. The amount which is because of the drink is mole lugma, but the lugma is defined as rev revis. Okay, so let's say your cup holds, you have a very big cup and it holds two revis. You still drink mole lugma, one revis. Your koyis holds three revis. You still drink mole lugma, the rev revis. The night of Pesach is not like that. The night of Pesach, you drink the chatzkila, the kol ha'koyis, and if not that, roiv of the koyis. So it's very nice that your grandmother brought you this beautiful koyis in her sister, which holds 9 ounces, but don't use it for the night of Pesach, because you're going to be supposed to drink 9 ounces every single koyis then, the chatzkila. And but you're supposed to drink 4.6. Well, whereas if you're using a cup which holds 4.5 ounces, you'll be getting away with 4.5 ounces of tequila, and the diabe you're getting away with 2.5, right? So much better to use a smaller koyis, as long as it has the shear of a revius. You know, it's not a great idea to keep making them bigger and bigger. So that's the difference in the night of Pesach and any other minus not allowed in the call regular good, but okay, in that the night of Pesach and every other cup you use for a mitzvah. The shear is, there is a requirement of roi, of a chaskila kola kais, and then you have a roi kais. If you have it, then you have it. You have a child who's young who can't do that, so he drinks for him what his mother lugmov. What's the mother lugmov for a child is depending on how much a child can actually hold. The mother lugmov is a person who will take liquid into his mouth, fill up his mouth, then spit it out. And the way you would measure mother lugmov, which is the gay of the paper, Yom Kippur, person's now a person who has to drink in paper should always drink less than a shear, if possible. So we measure mother lugmav. How do you measure mother lugmav? You take, fill a person's mouth up with liquid, spit it out into a measuring cup. Half of that amount is mother lugmav. So a person can contain X amount of liquid in his mouth, so half of that is that person's personal mother lugmav. In general, we give a shear, which is rev revius. For a young child, we say the shear is less than that, or a person is extremely large person, or you would say he's exceptional. But in general, this year is a rubber of a revius. Okay. The next question is, how big is a revius? So I do not want to make this too complicated, because it is complicated. I'll try to make it as least complicated as possible. The Gemara created a problem for us. The Gemara gives two ways how to measure a revius. So Mar Pesachim, the Gemara mentions two different ways how to measure a revius. The problem is that somebody came along and made the measurements in two different ways and they came out to be different. That was the problem. Another Behuda mentions in his Pirush of the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in the Slach, he measured the Gemara two different ways, both ways. They came out to be two different measurements. One measurement the Gemara gave was based on shear of displacement of an egg. A bayit. You know how big a bay is, and revius is one, how big it is, it's 1.5 eggs. So very simple, you take a cup, full with all at the top, you stick in an egg, it flows out, you measure that amount, that is a share of a bay. Take 1.5 times that, you have a revius. Pretty simple, right? No problem. The Gemara also says another way to measure it, the Gemara says when you take the share of an etzba, the Gemara gives a share of two etzbos. Right, so by 2 etzbos, by 2.5 etzbos, I think it is, or 3 etzbos. So that little area that you're going to mark off, this like this and this high, that's a revius. So the further that displacement of an egg should equal that. Well, it didn't. It was about half. The egg was about half that size. So the Rebbe came along with this theory that apparently our eggs nowadays are not as big as the eggs of the Gemara. That was the theory that Yitzchak obeys. Our fingers grew, but right. So basically, this became a major issue with the Bible, that the Mishaburas Hakra in Hilchos Shabbos is whenever you're dealing with the mitzvah Daraisa, you should be machmer. Whenever you're dealing with the mitzvah Rabbanon, you can be samech that on the smaller shear. Okay. You're dealing with the mitzvah Daraisa, so mitzvah Daraisa is only enough. Kiddush Friday night is a mitzvah Daraisa. The rice is not the Mishnah Mishnah, it's the rice. Even though the drinking wine is not the rice, but the Mishnah is the rice. Here, Machmor, Friday night, this year is larger. Any of the kiddush and yomtiv is only the Rabbana. That was like the Rabbana. So you can be sent on the smaller shear. You don't have to go with the larger shear. I think it's 2 by 2 by 2.5, if I recall correctly. 2 by 2 by 3. I don't know the exact numbers. Maybe more.
This is just how much regular space you, what exactly, oh, yeah. How would you measure that?
You take an area, you make it a small container, which is this 2 exposed, by 3 exposed high, and you measure how much liquid will go in there. Right? Pretty easy. So the way most calculations work with, because since we're dealing with the Rabbanans, we work with Bayan. So you can send back on our Bayan. Again, you know, you have to figure out what is called the Bay, etc. And what is the right amount, and did you count with the Klippa, without the Klippa. There's different calculations have to be made. So that's why you'll see various different measurements which have been given to you. And so I have written down over here, the range of the shiurim, the smallest shiur is 2.93 fluid ounces. For your Canadians over there, it's 86.4 cc. Okay? And that's the gematria of the word kais. Okay? 86 cc is the gematria of the word kais. The largest shear is the chazanish, which he holds is 150 cc, which is the gematria of the word kais chagun. Okay? That's how you remember it. There is a shear of the piskarab, which is 170 cc, which is 5.8 fluid ounces. It's the largest shear. Ramosha's shear, the way he calculated it out, was that the shear vias is 4.4. And he came out with, that's based on the shear of the etzbo'os, and based on the shear of the beitzim, it came out to be the shear is 3.3. Okay? So a person theoretically can use a kais which is holds 3.3. That's a fair, that's a fair size kais for the mitzvah of the night of Pesach. 3.3 if you want to be a little more machmir, or 4.4 is definitely the most you have to be machmir. No, in case there's another way. But yeah, the only thing which is if Pesach comes out Friday night, which it doesn't, comes out Moshe Shabbos, the first kais is also Kiddush, you have to be more machmir. You need a lot more.
So 3.3.
So make sure that you can be semach on 3.3, which is a fairly small cup. Right, to drink a cola. So you know, Shiloh, what's better, Shai, you know, I have a choice of using a smaller cup and drinking I will drink cola cups. Right, that's one option. Or I can use a larger cup and I will be able to drink cola cups. Right, so what's better when you have those two shitas? It's better in that situation to take the smaller cup. Because Mishnah Berurah Shlomo and Mishnah Rabbanan, you can send back on the smaller amount. And the Maisa, you have halachas preferred, you're supposed to drink the cup of choice. Okay. Now, when you do drink the cup, how long do you have to drink this cup? Okay. So l'chatchila, the correct way to drink it is you should drink it in what we call one drink. Now, one drink doesn't mean one long draft. You take the whole thing down in one shot. It means a person drinks, swallows. It's all one act of drinking, as opposed to drinking, putting it down, taking it up again. You're not sipping. You're drinking. So if you're done in one, it doesn't mean one long draft. It means that. And that's referred to in the halacha, the share of Kadesh Tiyas Revias. Okay.
Who would like to measure Kadesh
Revias? Well, whatever Revias is. That's what they meant when they said Kadesh Tiyas Revias. This is the drinking they're referring to. And that's normal, that's the rest evidence of drinking, for the purpose of Kadesh Tiyas Revias. Okay. When you say the Shechiyonu, the first, you say Shechiyonu, Kadesh. Shechiyonu is going on the Yom Tov. It's also going on the mitzvahs of the Laila. The Laila would be Matzah, Morer, Dalat Kaisis, on the second night. Some people point out you should have kavana first if you have not counted seer yet. Some people have a minute to count seer at the end of the seder. You haven't counted seer yet. But shechiyanu would go on the mitzvah seer's armor also. Okay. What type of wine should you use? Rav Moshe pointed out that grape juice is not considered the morsel. There's an inyan of besides drinking wine. Part of the mitzvah of drinking wine is that you've done what's called cheres, with a form of cheres. In Russian, it sounds cheres to mean alcohol. It has to be alcohol in it, as opposed to grape juice. So grape juice, you're mitzvah of drinking. There's a separate mitzvah of doing a bedera cheres, which you are not yertzeh. So you're yertzeh dal cheres, but you're working yertzeh cheres. The person should drink in a way which is cheres. Not everybody agrees with Moshe on that, but if some examiner held it wasn't, the grape juice is fine. According to Moshe, you should have an alcoholic beverage. Now, doesn't mean you can't mix. You should have some taste of alcohol. You should have some feeling of alcohol in the say, I can take my wine, mix it half grape juice, half wine. And that's also fine, as long as it has that twang to it. It has the alcoholic, the alcohol hit to it a little bit. The person has to know himself, obviously, you know, no gross of chachma to drink with this big cup, you know. First of all, he's machmer, you know, to the viscer of shear. So he has a stick, and he's machmer, you should drink kolakos. He's machmer, like a merchant, you should have dark alcohol. He's machmer to drink it in one shot. And it's on an empty stomach, you know. And nevertheless, the mitzvah magid, which is mitzvah the rice, he's like, he's whoa. You know, the guy's, you know, magid? What's magid? You know,
he forgets to lean one each time.
He drinks it twice, no, that's not the idea. You know, the person has to, there's a mitzvah magid, which is going to, it's on an empty stomach, you know, all you get is this piece of karpas, you know, that's about it. The next thing is, you know, is karpas.
So,
well, the standard approach to deal with the shalshutas problem is the problem is the chasil of shalshutas, it has to be done with pasta. Or with mezonos. Mezonos is not really so much readily available. Not that you can't eat erev Pesach, probably you can't eat after this man in the morning. Mezonos, depending on what it is, certain types of mezonos you're not eat either. If it's made with matzah, no, depending how it's made, it might be problematic. Knedlach, you're allowed to eat. Baked is a problem. So if you want to have a shoshodot of knedlach in the afternoon, that's an eitzah. But what people do is tell your mother, my rabbi said you have to make extra knedlach, you know. What people do is you have two shoshodot in the morning. Yeah. You know, and with some people say in the afternoon, where now even if you are doing that, you have to be careful. You can't make whatever you're going to do. There is a law once it comes three hours before Lila, there's a law you can't be kavei suda because you're going to eat matzah with the appetite. So you have a limit on that. That's one approach. Yes. Okay. Now, there's dinner kiddush makom suda. So you're saying kiddush, you need kiddush makom suda. So it's interesting, Shaila. Kiddush makom suda means in general, this is okay for any time you make kiddush. Kiddush makom suda means in the same place, and also means proximity in time. I'm eating kiddush in conjunction with my suda. Well, that's very interesting that you make kiddush makom suda, you make kiddush, and an hour and a half later you eat the suda, it's not kiddush makom suda. So how in the world are we going to come kiddush makom suda on the night of Pesach? So different approaches have been tried to address this issue. One is, as Mr. Frank said, that since the Haggadah is the necessary prelude to the suda, that's called, this is all, the Sarachiyah suda, so it's not considered a hafsid. there's one Eitzah, which we find Kiddush Malkum Suda, a person, let's say he's somewhere in Hilchos Shabbos, it brings down a locha that a person needs to make Kiddush Malkum Suda and he doesn't have what to eat, so he drinks a kose of Rvias of Yayin or grape juice. So the Shulchan Aruch is that's also considered a form of a Suda. So if you drink the first kais and you have a little bit of a larger kais, so you decide this year that you have to drink for the kais, you drink the extra yayin, that'll count as Kiddush Malkum Suda. That's one eitzah. It's not so the best eitzah, depending on whether you can handle it or not. Somebody suggests the tarpas counts as the Malkum Suda. It's difficult to understand that, especially if we eat less of kazayas. Okay, so it's a difficult halacha. The other Shabbos comes up with the right one good answer to is Alagafen. Normally we say, how long do you have to say an Alagafen after you drink something? Shari'ichu, we say 72 minutes. So where's Alagafen on the first kais? Well, you don't say Alagafen on the first kais. It's Alagafen at the end of the Seder for four kaises. My friends, there's a gap of most of us, by my Seder, from the first choice to the second choice, there's a gap of 72 minutes. So the Chayyish, we need to have a gap, and the Yashar actually would say an Al-Gaffin after the first choice. Says an Al-Gaffin after the first choice because of this problem, because of the Hepsi. My Seder, most people say that it's not to do it, and it's a problem. Why in the world? Don't we do it? It's a good question. I don't know what to answer. Question.
Anybody say you should
do it? Yeah, but the medical is not to do it, Okay. What's the problem with doing it? Well, if you're a Svari, for sure you shouldn't do it because you don't say you're not supposed to be forgiven by the second choice. So don't do that. It's very nice but then you're gonna create the problem. You haven't really solved the problem because we say the Great Piyadom on the mor on the karpas, we must see the mor. If you hold it's a problem, you haven't solved it. It's not considered a hefsek because it's a chasuda, like Rishi Pesach Frank. So it's very nice. It's all a gap. What are you doing with the Rabbi Adama to the mortar? Okay, it's preferred to use red wine, unless the white wine is better wine than the red wine. Theoretically, what you can do is you can mix the two, and that's also okay. It's preferred to use wine which is not cooked wine, but you use it with wine which is cooked. That's another argument in regards to all grape juice is pasteurized, which is considered cooked, because that's how they retard the fermentation processes by cooking it. So grape juice, the definition is, unless you get, you say that Yaakov had an arrangement because it used to be a wine in Poland grape system, it's put out by Ketam many years ago, called Lipschitz wine. So Mr. Lipschitz lived in Muncie, and he took a special one for Rabbi Yaakov of grape juice, which he didn't cook. It was fresh, so it hadn't fermented yet. So Yaakov used it for the Seder, so it was grape juice, but it wasn't cooked. But Muncie, we're not getting that nowadays. So, some wines are not my whistle. So Ketam has a list. Some of their wines, I don't know the list, but Ketam has a list of which, some of their wines, the 3/4 liter bottles are not mavushal, and 1/2 liter bottles are mavushal. So they make the same wine two ways. So if you're having anybody who's not fooled by your Seder, you want to have cooked wine. You won't have this Nyla. You don't want to have a situation where, you're using non-cooked wine because the shayla could be if he touches the wine, not shayla, it's mechoikis, and you're shulti machmer. If he touches the wine, it's not cooked wine, he asks the wine. So he won't touch the wine. But what is he supposed to drink? He's a Jew, he's not a drink guy which has a din of touched by Makabal Shabbos. He's not a drink that. But he's Makabal Shabbos. Yeah, but if he touches his cup, he can't drink the wine anymore. So it's not fair to him. So make sure at least he has the iron bush. Yes, you could. But it's a lot of kais.
Tell me about a favor.
Anyway.
experience, you better have a bushel of wine or non-bushel of grapes.
Which one is other? Pasha, that would say non-bushel of grape juice. Yeah. But where you make your own, you make your own grape juice. Okay. He was Mr. Ready, Mr. Lucius. Anyway. Okay. Kade, Urchatz. Okay. So, Urchatz, we don't make a bracha on Urchatz. So you're supposed to wash your hands, no bracha, 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 as you're supposed to say. Bracha Torah. Shabbat, okay, no matter what. I've never seen people do that. Yeah, okay, two things. First of all, if you go to him and says, when you wash, you should have in mind that this tefillah will not count for the suda. Therefore, later on, when you do rachsa, you won't have a shalom making a bracha. You rachsa because the Pharisee said this is not for the suda.
Make the bracha the same tefillah
as word for bread?
I'm sorry, what?
You're not making bracha, it's exactly until you make her bread, correct. Like demonstration, yes. Now, yeah. So there's so that's it's a form of a hesek hadas, and hesek hadas, if you have hadas in your hands, and that it's mechayiv. That's the prima levin of mechadish. We'll get to ruchsa. What do you do if the mice in your hands are clean? We'll get to the ruchsa part. But right now we're talking about ruchsa. Okay, now. What do you do if a person did say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem, someone saw the Tzibonu Alam Tzilas Yadai, and he's holding by Urcha. Ah! Right? What should he do? So, let's talk about Karpas for a second. Okay. Let's talk about what to use for Karpas in a second. Well, how much Karpas are you supposed to eat? So, I'm going to take less of the Kazai. Why less of the Kazai? Because, and to explain the concept, what is this? I mean, you know, no, not for you. It's just you should at least understand why. So, what is the issue? Why do you eat less than the kazai? We don't make a bracha on the mortar of Rei Pei Adom because it's a chasuda. So obviously, the person marshes. He says bracha of alakibus matzah, the bracha of amachi lachem and alakibus matzah. He eats the matzah and he makes a bracha of alakibus mortar and eats the mortar. Why do you say Rei Pei Adom on the mortar? Well, it's a chasuda. There's a machloek as we shun him, because that's the reason why you don't say the Rei Pei Adom on the mor. Because some of them say, listen, it's not really part of the meal. It's not coming as part of the normal meal. And just like if something would come, it's not part of the meal at all. Its purpose is not to help you open up your, it's not lagaras or tibus or chila like we had the mor. It's not coming as an appetizer. It's not part of your regular meals. It's not coming to laugh as it's a pass. It's his own separate mitzvah. So you should be making a Rei Pei Adom on it. He said, no problem, you said Rei Pei Adom already on Karpas. So the bracha of Rei Pei Adom on the Karpas is being much to the Mor. Others say, no, it's considered a Karpas. It's considered a Karpas of the Sur. So now, so according to the Rishonim would say that you do not need to say Rei Pei Adom because Betzim is part of the meal. So then we have the opposite thing. So you ate something before the meal, you should say bracha korn on it. There's no shaykhus to the suda. It's not the hakdomer for the achil of the suda. If you learn the reason why you're not saying Rei Pei Adom is because the bracha on the karpas was much of the murder. So then it's like, then person eats something before the meal. So back a step before that. Person eats something before the meal. Interesting halacha. One of these riddles that they have to ask one of these mishkadot. Nobody would tell. Okay? Right? When can a person say a brain of hoshes are both and benching in the same meal? So if a person eats before the meal, he drinks a cup of water. Okay? So, and he decides he wants to wash. Changes, he has to say brain of hoshes. He's mechayev that brain of hoshes even though he benches at the end. The benching is not mechayev that brain of hoshes because that benching is no shachas his brain of hoshes. The only exception of that is something which, let's say a person takes a fruit and he says a Rei Pei Adom on the fruit before the meal. And then he eats some more fruit during the meal. Well, since the fruit which he ate during the meal needed a Rei Pei Adom, and the fruit which he ate during the meal is being read to with the benching at the end, So that fruit is being yotzei with the benching, so the fruit from before is also being yotzei with the benching. So something which is chayav a bracha during Techa Suda, so maybe the bracha you make before the Suda counts for that during the Suda, it's nichol on the benching. Something which does not need a bracha during the meal, a cup of water during the meal doesn't need a bracha. Getting a little complicated over here. Right? So that, when you said a bracha before, needs a bracha achrona. Now, apply that over here. So according to the Shita, that your great field dharma is much to the morer. So the male and the morer, if you're with the benching, so male, you don't need a brain of foshas on this kazayas, on the carpet before him, because it's nichol on the bench. According to the Shita, which says, morer is part of the meal, doesn't need his own bracha. So what's this bracha from before? It's done. So it needs a brain of foshas. What's the eitre ibas of the kazayas? So you don't get a suffix shal of a bracha krona on the carpet. That's where the part of the kazayas comes in. Comes on the draw. The draw says the ikur psak is that no, more is part of the sura, and it doesn't need a ikur psak is it's not part of the sura, and it you've been yotzei with it, so there's no need to say brenda koshes over here. So you see the kazayas.
According to the girl?
Yeah. So now, if a person says a bracha of alma tilas yadai, the kuliyam, and everybody agrees, if you eat less than a kazayas, it's a bracha levatol. There's no din of washing for less than a kazayas. Of davish tibul b'mashka, if you eat less than a kazayas, you definitely don't make a bracha on it. If you eat a kazayas, according to the rashitas in Mikra, then you do make a bracha when you wash your hands for something which is dipped in liquid. We don't do that because machloikas. But now that you've made the bracha, so you eat less than kazayas, you definitely guarantee it was a bracha levatol. You eat a kazayas, but some shita is not a bracha levatol. So I think it's the best thing to do in that situation, eat a kazayas. And not say bracha achrona. You say, when you eat a kazayas, you saved your bracha levatol of alma tilas yadai. Number one. Okay. You don't make a bracha achrona, even if you eat a kazayas, that's how we pass it. Even if you eat a kazayas achrona, you don't make a bracha achrona. And you should have to go on the benching just in case. It's included, which sort of helps. So that's the solution in that situation. In case you made a bracha, that's what you should do. Yes. Okay. A little complicated, but the best thing is don't say all this a diamond and you have to come.
What if you always use a potato and you always use a pork?
Now. Because the machloek is in halacha, is the hecker. Well, then you have problems. Okay. What? Yes. So then you should do less than kazayas. Okay. There's also point out it's preferable to use something which is green, because the more it refers to the gyrokos, gyrokos are green. Some type of green. There is a shiloh whether different and hagim. You definitely want to take something which is the correct bracha on it is break the adoma. You're having in mind you might see the morer. Nowadays people don't need parsley, so most people say nowadays the correct bracha on parsley is shahakol. Not normal to eat parsley, so the correct bracha on the parsley is shahakol. So parsley is not a good etzim. Celery is a much better etzim. When it comes to that, you don't take anything which theoretically can be yotzei to mor, any letters, etc. You don't use that because you might be yotzei to your mor. You don't do that either. So at the end of the day, celery is probably your best aid to. You should have a mind too much of the mor. It should be something, okay, which is raw. If you have not made salt water before Yom Tov, you should make it beforehand. If a person has not made salt water before Yom Tov, so are you allowed to make salt water on Yom Tov or Shabbos or Yom Tov? Well, you can. You have two limitations on making salt water on Yom Tov, because I made a gezeira. People make salt water. The main purpose of salt water was for preserving, which is the Loch Ma'abed, Mirabonim. So they said you can't even make the salt water. So the Ramatha, as long as you don't make it too strong and you don't make too much of it. You make a small amount, you don't make it too strong. What strong was, if it's two-thirds water and one-third, two-thirds salt and one-third water, that's considered strong. So you make it, you know, a little bit of salt and a little bit of water, that's okay. Okay. Do you eat the carpet barsego? So, well, what do you think? Eat the carpet barsego?
No.
No. Okay, you're not trying to show fair.
You're not trying to show.
Okay, not trying to show
fair.
Why do you
eat
carpet?
Why?
Yeah. What? Look at that. Right? Because at the Erech HaMashir, before they have a meal, they dip and they have a little bit of vegetables before the meal. So this girl, at the time the Pasuk should eat Batseva, Minigal was not like that. Rick Yosef brings down the Machlokes, Minigal was not eat Batseva. But if you want to say an interesting horror, you can say an interesting horror. So it seems to me the Iker Kana was, because part of the Erech Eris was people were rich and kosher. They don't sit down the middle right away, they have an appetizer, you know, etc. As opposed to the poor people, they go to what do they have? The appetizers, you know, they're starving, they eat the meal. Who needs appetizers? Okay, I once saw an interesting shayla. Somebody suggested using a banana. Because it's a phenomenal vehicle to after it makes a kazaz. If part of the person makes a kazaz, what are you doing? Man, that's it. Why would you bring the same person dip a banana into salt water? What? Well, that was the interesting suggestion. The Maisa, there's a machloekes in Rishonim. The Maisa they dipped it. So most of them learned that the point wasn't the dipping. The point was eating. The way that they referenced Achila in those days was called dipping because they always used to dip all the time. The point wasn't the hector which was our Makai wasn't the dipping, it was the eating. So an Adarav, bananas before the meal is normal. Right? So even celery before the meal is normal nowadays. Like, you know, so you adopt the potatoes before the meal is modern. So it's interesting, Shaila, how to down that. Anyway, that's something to think about also. Right, you know, something like, but you shouldn't use cooked, though. You probably don't make a dhamma. It has to be something which, if there's to eat it like this, not cooked, it's green, not normally before the meal, etc. That's what you're supposed to find. You're supposed to find that perfect vegetable.
You're allowed to use a banana?
What?
You're allowed to use a banana?
Listen, if you have nothing else, you can use a banana, you know, but, you know, so the mice is definitely missing some of the hacker. Where Rashbam learns the mitzvah over there, the hector wasn't the eating, it wasn't the dipping, it was the eating. There's no hector part of this. You're not just the hector. Okay. It's the yachatz. And then we'll hold it. So we said kadesh, urchatz, karpet, and yachatz. Okay? So we divide the middle matzah. We put the chelet, the double weights for the afikoman. Now, you need to... The small piece should be considered a kazayis. You're going to be eating that little piece by mitzvah matzah. That's the lechem oini that you're supposed to eat the night of Pesach, because it's a broken piece. Well, you're supposed to eat a kazayis from the middle matzah. So you should break it in such a way that there's a kazayis left in the middle matzah. Now, how big is the kazayis? I don't want to start that tonight without talking about mitzvah matzah. How big is the kazayis? But we'll see that there is, you know, you've been exposed to many different definitions of the shear of a kazayis of matzah. Right? Some of them are like the size of this table, you know, like different, you know, kazayis of matzah, you know. Kazayis of matzah is not gigantic. It's not gigantic. I have a sheet here, which we will make copies and give you, take home. You can get two things to take home from this year. One of them is this sheet, and one of them is my mortar sheet. This is a size of mortar. So, this is the actual size.
cut it out and eat it.
It's not large. This is like the actual size. We've got to copy that and make some. Just don't put it on so much meanwhile. At least, and put it on your head of table and say, okay, there it is. And have your kazayas. Sorry. But anyway, that's beside the point. You'll notice over here, there's nine matzahs on this page. Right? There's the mitzvah for achilas matzah, afikarmen, and kores. How much percentage do you need of the matzah? Depending how thicker than your matzah is. Some matzahs are thicker than others. Definition of thick or thin is nine. You buy a pound of matzah, count it. There's nine matzahs in your pound, it's pretty thin matzahs. With six matzahs per pound, it's thick matzahs. With 7.5 per pound, it's considered medium sized matzah. The achilas matzah for a thin matzah is 53% of your average, a thin average hand matzah. That's two kazeisim. You need one kazeis of that from the middle matzah. So you need to eat 26% of a matzah from the middle matzah. So it's not so hard. Again, you break off the kolman, you put the larger piece aside, so you leave 26%. You got a kazeis in your middle matzah. Right? That's not so hard to do that. You're talking about your thick matzah, the total is 35%, so the amount that you need to get one kazeis and it's a middle matzah is 18% of the matzah. That's not so hard to get a kazayas over there, unless you're a mamash, you need a little mashahu. Now, it's actually, theoretically, you know, if you have only two people by the Seder, there's a 20%, that's 20%. No, 35%. Right? So it's, you can get 18%, you have four people by the Seder, theoretically you want to try and get everybody their kazayasim from the real matzahs instead of using extra matzahs. Theoretically you can do that. If 35% is your two kazayasim, so your top matzah and your middle matzah, and you have four people, you can get all four kazayasim out of the matzahs from the Seder plate. You have six matzahs. So it's theoretically, we'll talk about more, we have the mushy matzah, if you want to do that. Let's say you're really down on the shleimus. You're counting for Pesach. The delivery wasn't good, and there's not so many. You need it from Lechem Mitzvah for the whole yomtiv. You know, you run out on a shleimus. You can use broken matzahs of Hatzilu for the middle matzah because you can break it anyway. It's a heater to start with a shulam which you break. You don't have to use the shulam to start with. You can start with if you need to. You can start with a broken one. All around that topic, just checking your matzahs. The best way you know that is you check your matzahs beforehand. You should check your matzahs beforehand. You don't get involved in barer. Any barer shilas, you start looking for a matzah which is sholem versus non-sholem. Maybe if there's a barer on Yom Tov, you start taking out non-sholem ones to get to the sholem one. Oh, that's not good. That's not so on Yom Tov. That's okay. So that if that's there for barer of Shabbos, you come to Shabbos, you shouldn't be doing that. You said, well, you should check before you come to Shabbos of the Shiras to be second of Yom Tov. You should have figured out which one, you put your shoulder matzah separate. You also want to check for, we still got to share about the matzah kfula, any couples on the matzah. You want to check, take care of that beforehand, before Yom Tov also. So you should be checking your matzah beforehand. Okay, gentlemen, we will hold it here. So hold it by Margit. We'll get them out later when we finish. Get a couple of these shurim.